and welcome to another episode of The Messed Up Gardener. My name is Esther Aiken. I'm your host for today, and I'm absolutely buzzed to be here. Today is the 52nd full podcast episode I have recorded, and that means that it was a year ago that I started this podcast. If you've been listening since the start, thank you so much for following my journey. And if you have just found me, then welcome to The Messed Up Gardener. I appreciate the time that you spend with me listening to these episodes, and any feedback and questions you may have, please do DM me or send me an email, and I will see if I can respond to your questions in a quick and messy episode or a full podcast episode. Gardening or nature, really, of any sorts, has been a passion of mine for as long as I can remember, and I get so much pleasure out of growing my own vegetables, including experimenting with different styles of growing. I'm attempting to learn all there is to learn about horticulture and being self-sustainable, and after nearly 30 years both working in the industry and actively growing in the garden, I am still learning something new every single day. The last year hasn't been easy, with the weather causing a lot of grief and being able to get out into my garden and produce as much as I would have liked, but that's all part of giving it a go, even if you're a beginner to the more advanced. I know I have done so many horticultural qualifications and a number of short courses. I have so many gardening books on my shelves, and yet getting out there and getting your hands, you know, in the soil, even if it's just planting up pots and containers or planting out hanging baskets and growing in small spaces, there is nothing more rewarding than going out and harvesting your own dinner. I had a guest over for dinner on Saturday night, and I was short a portion size, so I shot out in the garden and harvested an extra broccoli and a heap of kale, and just like that, we had loads of veg with a white sauce. It was frigging yummy. Now, had I had to drive to the supermarket to go and get some extra vegetables, it would have taken a whole heap of extra time and money, and I don't believe it would have been as tasty. Something I have always talked about, and as a continuing theme throughout my episodes, is that the garden talks to you as it has its own love language. Yes, I know it might sound a bit woo-woo, but if you watch and listen, you'll see exactly what I mean. In my case, this week was the first week I saw a white butterfly in my garden, which means I need to start protecting my brassicas again, especially when I've got these cabbages looking like they're at least another 2 weeks away from harvest, and there is no way I'm going to lose them to those stinky white butterfly caterpillars. If I wasn't paying attention, then I could potentially lose a whole crop to the caterpillar. I've already been out there squishing eggs, and I have my little spray bottle with a bit of dishwashing liquid soap and water ready to spray on at night or early morning and stop those little critters from munching away my harvest. I'd rather have food for my daughter's belly than the caterpillar's belly. I also managed to find, you know, to finally prick out my capsicum seedlings, which are looking amazing. And I'm getting some help coming in the next 2 weeks so that I can get my hydroponics up and running along the fence line. Overall, it's been quite an exciting week. It took me a while, but I also managed to mow the lawns, which were knee high. Definitely not a lot of it. You know, it was, let's just say, it was a bit of a struggle pushing the mower, especially with my backside injury. But you know what? I'm a single mum, I got to pull finger and do things myself. So it was worth the effort, other than I spent a day almost not being able to function, but at least the lawns look good. Something I have been asked about a few times now, and that is growing potatoes. I thought this may be the perfect topic to do, considering I'm attempting to have a crop of fresh, yummy baby potatoes ready for Christmas dinner. There are so many different ways to grow potatoes, and not everybody grows them directly in the garden. If anything, they're a pain in my, literally pain in the backside growing them directly in the garden here, because if you miss one when you harvest, you suddenly have a whole patch of potatoes growing through everything else. In my case, I have potatoes growing through my patch of perpetual spinach, and right now that is a tragedy, because normally in this particular perpetual spinach patch, It has a successional seed bank that I use for the rest of my garden, and the potatoes are taking over, which means my seeds aren't germinating because they're getting shaded out. And I'm determined not to dig them out until I can harvest them for dinner. So it looks like I may have to actually do some more seed coming, you know, for this particular season. So, you know, I'm just being lazy, and I like successional gardening because it does make things a lot easier. But I will have to set some seed. Also, it's a bit of a treat at the end. Also, sorry, I have a bit of a treat at the end of this episode. I will also include a really simple potato salad recipe that I've been making for a number of years, and it's very kid-friendly. I'm also including the measurements in the methodology to create the recipe. If you would like a copy of it, flick me a DM or email me, and I will email it through to you. So growing potatoes can be a really rewarding experience, but it's not always easy to get a bumper crop. So I'm going to go through some essential tips or how to do's to help you grow a successful potato harvest. Obviously, the first step is choosing the right variety. Different potato varieties are suited to different growing conditions. Consider factors like your climate, soil type, and the time of year you plan to harvest when choosing your seed potatoes. There are a number of different varieties of potatoes which are suited to specific styles of cooking, for example, roasting or mashing. And in New Zealand, there are like over 50 varieties of potatoes being grown. So you have loads of choices. But the main varieties are the Russet Burbank, the Innovator, Rua, Nadine, Agria, Moonlight, Desiree, Ilham Hardy, and one of my favourites is the Red Rascal. Mind you, I quite like the Rua as well because it's so versatile. But everybody's got their own favourites, and sometimes you can only get your hands on certain varieties. But there is no reason not to try growing a few different varieties before you find the perfect potato crop suited for your gardening microclimate. Just remember which variety you planted where, because once they start growing, they pretty much all look the same. To successfully grow potatoes, it pays to be organized in advance. And again, this comes down to good planning and knowing your crop rotation placements in advance so that you can efficiently prepare the soil. Potatoes grow best in well-drained soil that is rich in organic matter. Before planting, loosen the soil to a depth of at least 12 inches or 30 centimeters and mix in plenty of compost or organic matter. Just make sure the compost has aged, because again, the last thing you want to do is burn your new growth. In a number of situations, if your garden is relatively new, your soil is still quite compact. Potato crops are a great first crop because of the fact that it does actually break up the soil as it grows, allowing for better drainage and air circulation, especially if it's a previously uncultivated site before. I used to do this when we had a large paddock where I had my vegetable garden. I would put in my potatoes first and then rotate them through into, you know, that particular patch into a leafy vegetables the next season. Again, a great way of improving my soil quality while still successfully rotating my crops without putting them at risk of pests and diseases. This leads into the next must do, and that is to plant at the right time. Potatoes should be planted in early spring after the last frost has passed. They need a cool, moist growing period. So aim to have them in the ground by, you know, early May, depending obviously on where you are. Whereas in New Zealand, that pretty much means planting late September. If you're not in a rush to harvest for Christmas, then planting during Labour Weekend in October is always a great guide to use, because generally Labour Weekend in New Zealand signifies the end of the late frosts and time to get your spring and summer gardens planted. The soil temperatures tend to start to really warm up at the end of October, with December, January, February going into March. The soils can get quite toasty in New Zealand. So if you can shade the soil later in summer, it will also help support the tuber's development. Part of the preparation and getting ready to plant at the right time is to have your potatoes prepared, if you haven't already bought them, sprouted, and that is to cut and cure the seed potatoes. Cut seed potatoes into pieces that each have at least one eye, and then cure them in a cool, dry place for a few days before planting. You can also let the whole potato sprout if you don't want to plant out loads and loads of smaller parts of the potato, just, you know, and you just want enough to feed a family. That's perfectly, fine as well. Now, spacing out when planting seed potatoes. It's really important because you don't want the plants to overcrowd each other. It's best to plant seed potatoes in rows about 3 feet or 90 centimeters apart, with each potato piece spaced out about 1 foot or 30 centimeters apart. You cover them with 4 to 6 inches or 10 to 15 centimeters of soil. And in New Zealand, planting times are between July through to December, with the main crops taking approximately 3 to 4 months to mature. There are a number of early varieties, though, that you can harvest as early as 60 days after planting, but normally you're counting on roughly 20 weeks to fully mature. If you're old school, then you would have been taught to or shown how to hill the plants. If you're new to gardening, as potato plants grow, continue to mound soil up around the stems to keep developing the tubers that are growing underneath and keeping them covered. This helps to prevent sunburn and greening. Everybody has different styles or ways of doing this, and in some cases, experts say that they even just planting the potatoes deeper into the soil, originally say 20 centimeters of nicely cultivated soil above the planted seed potatoes, can also give a really good volume of potatoes when harvested. I have tried a number of different ways of growing potatoes, including mounding or hilling, and I can honestly say that either way, I've always had relatively consistent harvest. You don't necessarily have to plant potatoes directly into your soil either. You can successfully plant potatoes in containers. It is really important, however, to choose the right container. Potatoes can be grown in almost any type of container as long as it is deep enough, at least 12 inches or 30 centimeters deep, to allow the roots to grow and has drainage holes to prevent water from accumulating. You can use a large plastic or ceramic pots, a wooden barrel, or even a burlap sack. Just remember that if you use terracotta, to make sure that you seal the pot because of the fact that it does dry out quite dramatically, and you last thing you want is your soil to fully dry out. A friend of mine uses his old honeybee boxes. He digs up the soil at the base of where he wants to put his plants and he plants his potatoes. Then he puts his old honeybee box over that soil patch, and as the potato plants grow, he places soil into these wooden boxes and keeps adding soil as the plants grow. He generally grows this style roughly 2 hive box deep. So when it comes time to harvesting, he literally just removes the dying vegetation, then lifts off the wooden boxes and spreads out the soil and harvests the potato as he goes, while at the same time he's recycling good quality soil back into his growing area, and harvesting is a breeze because he can actually get to the crop without a lot of effort. Very clever, actually. It's much easier than using tires, which is also a great way of growing your potatoes, and recycling old honeybee hive boxes. A really important part of growing potatoes is to ensure you water regularly. Potatoes need consistent moisture to grow well. Keep the soil evenly moist but not waterlogged, and water deeply once a week or more, often in hot, dry weather. Potato plants are absolutely hate heavy wet soil, and the tubers will rot out and you will not get the crop you're after. An underutilized must-do regarding potatoes is fertilizers. Potatoes are heavy feeders, so fertilize them with a balanced fertilizer or compost tea every few weeks throughout the growing season. There are some great potato fertilizer products available on the market if you don't mind store-bought products. In New Zealand, the Tui brand has always been my go-to. It has a nice amount of phosphorus and potassium, which promotes really good tuber production. Roughly use a cup per square meter, and obviously water it in really well after you've applied it, and don't get any of it on the actual plant foliage because it will potentially burn the vegetative state. The potato food in the Tui range you can also use for other root vegetables like your carrots, parsnips, beetroots, etc. I wouldn't use this in container planting. For that, I'd probably be more inclined to still use a liquid fertilizer and use it as part of your watering so you're not over-fertilizing your planter crops. Okay, so now we've covered the most, pretty much most of the main aspects of growing potatoes, but a must-do to ensure the health of your potato plants, other than obviously fertilizing them It is really important to get the hang of, and that is controlling pests and diseases. Keep an eye out for common potato pests like the potato psyllid and aphids, and diseases like lake blight and potato scab. Again, it depends on what part of the world you're in. In New Zealand over the last year, I think the biggest problem has again been the wet soil, which has caused the potato crops to rot out before being able to harvest. You can use organic methods to control pests and diseases, like hand picking off any bugs. Ultimately, the best methodology for looking after your potato crops still comes down to proper crop rotation to control any pests and diseases impacting on your potatoes. Now, the fun part, and a must do for harvesting at the right time. Potatoes are ready to harvest when the plants begin to die back in late summer or early fall. Autumn, again, depending on what side of the world you're on. Wait a week or two after the plants have died back to allow the skins to toughen up before harvesting. However, there are some exceptions to this rule. And if you're wanting to harvest a few early potatoes for Christmas dinner, then you can harvest as soon as the first flowers appear. Just keep in mind that your main crop will be ready when the foliage dies off. Something else to keep in mind is, unless you specifically want to harvest the seed from a potato plant, then don't let the plants go to seed. So once they've flowered, you can either cut the seed heads off, so you know, you're not going to risk your potatoes, you know, crop, because before you harvest your potatoes, as the plant will put all of its energy into producing that seed and take away from your root crop. And the whole point of growing potatoes is for the root crop, which is obviously the potato. As you can tell from the must-dos that I've presented in this episode, there is a lot to do and consider when planting potatoes, but ultimately throwing some potatoes in the garden will still result in getting a harvest of potatoes. And they're almost like a weed in the garden if you leave them in there, and they're still going to come up next year. So don't be frightened to trial and error, because ultimately potatoes are still one of the most versatile vegetable out there. Okay, I promised you at the beginning of this episode a potato salad recipe that I've used for years and has always been a favorite with my daughter. Now, the potato salad is a classic side dish that is perfect for picnics, barbecues, or any casual get together. Here is a simple and tasty potato salad that I've been making for years, and again, it's both kid-friendly and easy to make, and also great to do if you need to bring a salad with you when you're visiting friends and family for a potluck dinner, as you can easily make it ahead of time, and it tastes even better if it sits for a little bit, so you can make it the day before. Being a mum and working a heap of hours in multiple disciplines, I'm all for time efficiency. Anyway, here are the ingredients, which consist of 2 pounds or roughly a kilo of potatoes, 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons of Dijon mustard, 1/4 cup of chopped red onion, 1/4 cup of chopped celery, 1/4 cup of chopped dill pickles, salt and pepper to taste. See, told you, real simple. Here are some of the really basic cooking instructions. So start by boiling potatoes in a large pot of salted water until they are fork tender, about 15 to 20 minutes. Drain and rinse potatoes with cold water to stop the cooking process. Let them cool to room temperature. In a mixing bowl, whisk together the mayonnaise, Dijon mustard, and a pinch of salt and pepper. Add the red onion, celery, and dill pickles to the mixing bowl and stir to combine. Cut the cooled potatoes into bite-sized pieces, then add them to the mixing bowl. Gently fold the potato salad until all the ingredients are evenly coated. Chill the potato salad in the refrigerator for at least 30 minutes before serving. This recipe should make about 8 servings, and feel free to adjust the seasoning and measurements according to your taste and preferences. Like, how easy is that? Anyway, hopefully you enjoy this recipe as much as I do. Again, if you would like this recipe, flick me a DM or email me and I'll get it out to you. My email address is in the show notes. Whew, I hope this particular episode on growing a bountiful harvest of potatoes was helpful, and fingers crossed you get a harvest, you know, a few baby potatoes ready for your Christmas dinner, especially boiled with a bit of the herb mint and served with melting butter. Yum! How is that not a traditional Christmas staple? If you do have any gardening questions, please do reach out. I'm going to keep compiling a list, and every now and again I'll do an episode on a bunch of combined questions. every week I mention this, and don't be shy. Let me know if you're needing some private coaching, no matter what level, from beginner to experienced. Reach out and let's chat. I have a few one-on-one gardening mentoring spots available. Sometimes it really is easier to accomplish a task or a project having a gardening mentor and quietly holding you accountable to whatever tasks you set. Flick me a DM or email me and let's check to see how we can work together. My contact details are always, as always, are in the show notes. Don't forget to email or DM me for any of my gardening freebies. As always, I say gardening can happen in any space and in any place and on any budget. Have an incredibly abundant week, and I appreciate you, and I'll buzz you later. Bye. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I would love to hear about your gardening adventures. Flick me a DM on Instagram at TheMessedUpGardener or send me an email and let's connect. Don't forget to check out my gardening reels on TikTok. If you are looking for some help planning your next garden project or just need some one-on-one private coaching, reach out and let's get growing. If you have a garden-related business or you're looking at starting a gardening business, including arboriculture, land clearing, firewood, or a general plant growing and selling business, let's work together in my one-on-one private business development coaching container. Having helped my clients grow several six-figure plus businesses, including from startup to working on million-dollar open space management contracts for many years now. Let me help you and let's grow your business so you can leapfrog your profits and establish a viable and sustainable business. If you're looking for a business podcast, check out my The Let's Biz You Up podcast, available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If this episode was at all helpful, please share with others and let's get growing in any space, in any place, and on any budget. Till next time, happy gardening, and buzz you later.